This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun. It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it.
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
They get the two runs and they... What they can, they giveth, they can take it away, right? That fast. Or yep. Take it away, they can.
And Chris Ello.
How do you feel about the Kraken?
Yeah, Chris.
It kind of makes me think of crackheads. So I'm not really a fan of it yet.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to it. San Diego. California. Friday evening, getting set for the weekend. 5:01 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, all together in our Odyssey Palace studios, getting ready for two more hours with you on this Friday, as mentioned. And the San Diego Padres managerial news is the same as you've known it to be from the moment they fired Jace Tingler until now. There really is no news. There's a look on television right now of a guy who could be the next manager of the San Diego Padres, Tony, Dusty Baker. One of the reasons why the Padres will probably be a while before they decide anything. Scott Miller was on with us earlier to talk some baseball. And later on, we'll have Buster Olney in our interview of the week. And he did as good a job as anybody at breaking down the whole managerial search. Although I did find it interesting that Scott Miller, who is pretty good at this stuff, Tony, and, you know, pretty close to the San Diego scene, said he just doesn't picture Bruce Bochy working out with the Padres. It's one of the few, you know, national-type media members that, you know, really understands the Padres who I've heard say that publicly, that he doesn't think Bochy would work out here. Yeah. Most people are saying, you know, you might have to give and take a little, but Bochy sounds like a good fit. Scott Miller didn't think so.
Yeah, no, I mean, based on what I know about Boch, it doesn't seem like it would be a good fit. That doesn't mean it won't be a fit. It doesn't mean that in a, you know, how many years has Boch been off now? Two? Was this the first year off?
At least two years off.
That he might have, you know, feel differently about it. But what I do know is that it doesn't seem like it would be a perfect fit.
Bruce Bochy doesn't strike me, though, as a power-hungry guy.
Not at all.
I don't want it to come off that way, but he does strike me as a guy that would like to relax and manage his team and not have somebody, you know, upstairs judging and, you know, giving him all the numbers and analytics for every single decision that he's thinking of making. That's the kind of guy that Bochy is in my mind. And again, I, you know, in this day and age, I don't know what team you're going to work for that isn't going to make you do all kinds of analytics to explain every move that you make. So we'll see how it all turns out. Padres fans probably not as happy as they could be today either. Dodgers, as you know, beat the Giants last night 2-1 with the controversial ending on the check swing that wasn't by Wilmer Flores. Both Tony and I mentioned earlier, we both thought it was a horrible call But we also mentioned that the Giants as a team this year hit 136 with a count of 0-2. Wilmer Flores hit 213 in those situations, and that was the count when he was called on the check swing. So no guarantee that he would have made an out in that at-bat, but the odds weren't necessarily in his favor. And I think to say that the entire series was decided on a bad call is not paying enough credit to the series itself. If you have a question out there, please raise your hand.
Scraby!
I do.
Oh, I didn't see that one go up. I didn't see that one shoot up.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
I was just thinking, if they say that he didn't go, it turns to 1-2.
Yes.
Serious question. How much does that change in that bat?
It's pretty much the same. Okay. 0-2, 1-2.
You're still in a big hole against a great pitcher like Scherzer, who, by the way, Wilmer Flores was 0-17 in his career against.
Yeah. If you have, you know, I think the biggest swing count is 1-1, right? You get that call that goes 2-1 versus 1-2.
That changes it.
It changes the at-bat completely.
But, yeah.
0-2, 1-2. You're not going to make a healthy living at playing baseball, being in those counts.
Well, you are a very good hitter off of Max Scherzer, so what would you have been sitting 0-2?
I wouldn't have been sitting anything. I would have just been trying to stay alive.
Fighting for his life. Fighting for his life, trying to hit to hit the kind of triple he hit against Trevor.
That's what makes hitting.
How many strikes were on you on that at bat? Two strikes. See?
Wow.
Was that, by the way, I remember it was the bottom of the ninth, and I remember the Brewers were down a run, and the Padres were they just one out away from clinching the wild card? There was two outs, and you got that triple to tie the game?
God. It was. I hate to bring
No wonder they will never allow you to buy a beer in the city of Denver, Colorado again.
Do you want to know what Tony Gwynn Jr. has done against Max Scherzer?
In his career? Has
in
done?
Career.
I would think that you can probably put it in the past, unless you think he's going to get some more at-bats against
him. I'm not.
Him.
I can promise you.
Oh, okay, I thought you were taking bats the other day.
No.
He hit .556.
Nice!
You had an OBP .692 slugging .778 OPS against Max Scherzer for Tony Gwynn Jr.
Now, to be fair,
1.470.
To be fair, I only had like what, 9?
You had 13 at bats.
13 at
bats. Or were 13 plate appearances.
Small sample.
And you
I don't
four
know.
Times.
Small sample.
I think it's a very
big sample.
It's a big sample if you ask me.
And it was before Max was Max. He was.
Think of the rest of us. If we had one at bat against Max Scherzer, we would remember it for the rest of our lives. And we would remember what happened to us, and that would most likely to us be the fact that we didn't even see the ball.
Three
of them would just, it sounded like a strike,
I remember my at-bats at Petco against him. I think I singled and I doubled.
Of course, the fact that you did so good against him, I mean, Slam Moreno, you know, hit a grand slam off
right.
him. So how good is the guy really?
Maybe it's a San Diego thing. I'm not sure.
Do you remember, you hit 7 career home runs, and I just have this in front of me. Do you remember who you hit them off of? You have some impressive names.
Bronson Arroyo is
correct.
One.
Bronson Arroyo is a good right-hander.
Kevin Millwood is another.
Another pretty good right-hander for the Braves.
Yeah. Well, then you got King Felix because it was inside to Parker.
Yes.
Another good right-hander.
Lopez for the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, Rodrigo Lopez.
That was the other inside to Parker.
Okay. I don't know if you're going to get the first. I don't know if you're going to get one of them, but.
Gosh,
hey, you got four five, of the seven. I would think I would know them.
I don't know.
You
them.
Got Lopez,
I think I
Millwood,
would,
Hernandez,
not.
Arroyo. You got four. Yeah, four.
You got four so far.
Yeah, I can't.
Well, you're forgetting a very big one, Zach Greinke.
Zach Greinke. I did bridge him in Milwaukee.
Is that the term?
The other one is Chad Billingsley here
Dodger,
at Petco Park.
Yeah,
and Chad Billingsley was another good
Dennis
one.
Very foggy.
You got six out of the seven. The seventh person is Edgmer Escalona.
Oh, Colorado.
Yeah, you only had two career at-bats against him, but you hit a homer against him.
Interestingly enough, I did that in like 2 of 3 days. I hit the one off of Greinke, and then I hit 2 days later, I hit one off of the other guy.
Man, you're on a hot streak.
All against right-handed pitching.
Indeed.
From what I can tell by that list.
Chad Billingsley, you hit .316 off of. OPS .995.
He's a fantastic guy. I don't know how interesting all of these statistics are to the entire listening audience.
These are the highlights of my career right now.
Yeah, let's go to the one. No, I'm just kidding.
Be nice, Scraby. All right, Giants weren't too nice after the game. Their fans certainly upset, frustrated. Here's some stuff that both sides had to say after the check swing reaction to Wilmer Flores and the call made by Gabe Morales that sealed the series for the Dodgers. I will be willing to tell you that I agree with that sentiment, but I can't give you that it won the entire series. But here's what the Giants' post-game reaction was from Gabe Kapler.
That's going to be the thing that is talked about quite a bit, and I understand why. I'm way past the frustration that I felt in that moment. And I really do think our players and our staff are too. I just don't know how much sense it makes to for us on our side, you know, to pick that apart. I don't know how helpful it's going to be.
Gabe is always
that's a great line. By
always
Gabe
thoughtful.
Kapler.
He's always thoughtful.
God, some more people ought to have that attitude, man. When it comes to officials, I mean, bad call. The umpire basically admitted he made a bad call by not answering
Ted
the
Barrett,
question
Terry
after the
Barrett
game.
Admitted it basically.
Ted Barrett made it clear. But Scott Miller pointed out the Giants were 0 for 5 with runners in scoring position last night, 3 for 25 in the series. And as Tony and I kept pointing out going into the game and then again coming out of the game last night, the Giants couldn't score without the home run. And that ultimately, to me, was the difference between these two teams. The Dodgers scraped together a couple of runs last night. The Giants couldn't scrape together runs. I mean, they got the home run from Ruff. Which, by the way, was a titanic shot. Was
yeah,
it 452?
My goodness. I always watch the player when they hit a ball. And when he got, when he disposed of his bat, I was like, oh, yeah, he hit that one.
Oh, man.
And then my next watch is the outfielder. And when I think it was Lux who was out in center field.
Yes.
Once he like kind of had that slow jog and he was still about 25 feet away from the wall, I was like, oh, yeah, that ball's way out.
And I thought it was an interesting reaction from Julio Urias. Did you see the television shot of Urias after the home run? He kind of looked up in the crowd, looked all around as the rough was going around the bases, and he just kind of clenched his mouth together, nodded his head, said,
okay.
All right.
That'll be
so
it for you guys.
So you got one. And then he proceeded to shut the Giants down from there.
Yep.
And turned it over to the bullpen. That's as good of a reaction as you can have as a pitcher, giving up a bomb like that, is to just get the ball back and go back to work, try to put it out of your head. But anyway, I love that reaction by Gabe Kapler.
You can't tell me in terms of Julio Urias that his confidence is not super high based off of how he performed in these situations last year.
Last year and years before that. Do you realize that when they beat the Nationals to go to the World Series, I believe it was 2018, or not to the World Series, but to go to the Championship Series against Milwaukee, the year that they beat the Brewers, they beat the Nationals in 7 games or 5 games in the first round.
Kershaw.
Urias was the winner. And Kershaw
got the save. Yeah, yeah.
But Urias got the win in that
game.
Right.
That's how long
he's been around.
And that's when they were babying him. Like, you can't go too far. But now they've let him loose.
Yeah, pitching in the postseason works well for Julio Urias, that's for sure. All right, here's the Dodgers post-game reaction from Dave Roberts to the final out call. Here's how he looked at it.
I'm trying to sell it as much as I possibly can. So it's baseball, and ultimately we won a ball game.
Yeah, well, what else is he going to say?
That's what he's
Thank you very much. Dave Roberts, by the way, had a classic line. And to just, you know, this again gives you just an example of how good the Dodgers are and how, I don't think cocky, but just confident and comfortable they are in their own skin. Dave Roberts is standing there on the field being interviewed no more than 45 seconds before the first pitch of a game that everybody's talking about is the biggest deal in the world. And the gal says to him, hey, Dave, when did you start getting nervous about this game? And evidently she'd already kind of talked to him about this. But she said, when did you start thinking that this was a big game? He goes, well, you guys, I'll be honest with you. Been very relaxed all day long, excited for the game, until Vin Scully tweeted out about 20 minutes ago that this was the biggest Dodger-Giant game in the history of the rivalry. He said, as soon as Vinny tweets something out, you know it's a big game, and now I'm nervous.
I'll tell you what.
It's a great line. Coming that close before the game, I'd be like, ugh.
When I saw Vin's tweet, it did kind of put a little extra oomph into that game, as if it needed any anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, Vin Scully still carries quite the clout. And, you know, the one thing that Vin also tweeted was, my hope is that it's a great game and it gets decided by a hero rather than decided by, you know, a mistake or an error or a goat type of thing.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And that was his wish for the game.
So thoughtful.
And unfortunately,
the goat's the umpire.
The goat's the umpire, because that's what, you know, people are going to remember about this game. And I think it's too bad, because it was a great series, two great teams, and Dodgers were just that much better, if even that much better. They just got the hit by pitch, was a big play, and they cashed in on a couple of base hits. But, you know, I hope people don't only remember that, the bad call at the end of the game. There are some sporting events that have come down in the history of sports where the bad call is all you remember. And we will touch on those in our countdown today.
Indeed, we will.
At 6 o'clock, the top five officials' worst sports calls. We're going to count it down for you at 6 o'clock. In the meantime, time to take a look at some other bad calls. This in the form of our preseason baseball predictions for the National League Central. Scraby's got those. He'll remind us of how dumb we were. And we will go through some of that when we return. So stick around, Gwynn and Chris, till 7 o'clock on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
.522 on the clock. Just riding through this Friday afternoon / evening. It'll be evening in about 35, 37 minutes.
We are so exacting on that nowadays. Hunter Renfroe just had the first big moment of the American League Championship Series.
He did not come through.
Did
in that
not
moment.
Come through, though. Oh, bases loaded. He popped out to center field. Bases loaded, two outs, top of the first. So, bottom of the first, Astros coming to the plate with no score.
So, Chris talked about it a little before we went to break, before the season started. Chris, myself, and Matthew Scraby decided to try to predict the NL, AL, West, Central, and East. Safe to say,
now we have to pay for our mistakes.
Right. And so now we will be embarrassed by what our NL and AL Central picks were. Scraby?
All right, guys. Well, the NL Central is not too bad, I have to say. I have to say we win okay on this one. Next week we'll be doing the National League West. Please tune in on Tuesday for that. But we're going to start with the division winner that we picked. And Tony and I both picked the Cardinals to win the division. Chris picked the Brewers. So Chris ends up on top.
I thought Tony picked the Brewers.
Mm-hmm. Not on this show, I did.
Oh, not on this show.
Yeah,
so I scored one there.
You did. The Cardinals made the playoffs, but they made the one-game playoffs, so they did not win the division. The last-place team, we all picked the Pirates, and we were all correct there.
Yeah, so the Cubs gave them a run for their money.
They did. They finished 10 games above the Pirates, so that is what happened there. And then the division MVP, Tony and I went Nolan Arenado.
We were all wrong.
Yikes. And then Chris went Christian Yelich. Who would you guys say?
It was Nick Castellanos was the Central MVP this year.
Or Joey Votto.
Or Joey Votto
was for
what
a while.
What about Wainwright, though?
Wainwright would be in the Cy Young conversation, but Corbin Burns is probably going to win the Cy Young, and he's in that division also.
I would say over the course of the season was Castellanos. He was from start to finish.
He was better than Votto. Votto had a hot streak there in the second half for a while, carried the Reds back into contention. Who won the Brewers? Adames would be the guy that would get a mention, but he didn't put quite the numbers
really be,
up as some
really
of the other guys.
It really would be their pitchers that got the
they were the ones that did the job for Milwaukee. Yes. Who did I pick?
Yelich.
No, he was hurt the whole year.
He was hurt a lot of the year.
Yeah.
By the way, Sale has a 7.26 ERA in the postseason. That
who
does? Sale.
Chris Sale. And he just threw the first pitch of the game to the backstop. So
he did.
Good luck, Chris.
The best newcomer we picked for the National League Central would be, all of us picked Nolan Arenado, and I think we were right there.
We were right? There had to be somebody new to the division who was better than him. How about Willy Adames first?
Willy Adames, Colton Wong.
Although we couldn't have picked Willy Adames because he started the year with Tampa Bay and wasn't there. Yeah.
What am I missing about Nolan Arenado?
Yeah, Arenado had an actually not that bad of a year. He didn't hit as well
average-wise. He hit .255.
He ended up with his 100 RBIs, didn't he?
Yeah, he had 34 homers, 105 RBIs.
So maybe he was. Maybe we got that right then.
Yeah, give us one. We'll take it.
I'll take it. I mean, we all said it. Division Cy Young. Division Cy Young, you guys both picked Brandon Woodruff, and I picked Jack Flaherty. Jack Flaherty got hurt, so that wouldn't be good for me. But you guys picked the wrong Brewer.
We did. Yeah. We did. Burns
ended up the more dominant guy this year.
And then, you know what?
We both could be right. We all could be right on this one.
We could, yeah, because, well, yeah. Tony and I both picked the Reds as the surprise. Or, no, I'm sorry. The surprise team. The Reds, they
Chris,
were.
Chris wins out, though.
Brewers. Chris picked the Brewers.
As a surprise team?
You picked them as a division winner and a surprise team.
Yeah, well, because it was a surprise. I mean, it is, you know, now that you look at it, you say, well, yeah, the Brewers were the team. But at the beginning of the season, once the Cardinals traded for Arenado, it was almost given,
you know,
that they would win that division.
You know who told me that the Brewers were going to win the division? Did I share this with you guys?
I remember you said, but I can't remember who
Quentin
told.
Quentin Berry told me.
Oh, yeah. Quentin Berry, their coach. Yeah,
we went
that's
to
right.
that dinner in Arizona. He was like, man, we're going to be pretty good. And I was like,
you ain't going to beat the Cardinals.
Not the Cardinals. He was
right. They beat the Cardinals handily.
Yeah, they did.
Since we have time, we'll go back to our National League East picks that we're supposed to do on Wednesday because you guys were just busy crushing me over Antonio Brown. That it just we played Rate the Radio Call a little bit too late. But anyway, our National League East picks for the division winner, Tony and Chris took the Yankees. I took the Blue Jays. And
this is the AL East,
the AL East. Okay. My bad. And then the Rays came in first place with 100 wins. But
so we neither are good. None of us got that.
Tough division. Four of those teams won 90 games or more.
Yeah. Well, that's because they all beat the Orioles 18 times. That didn't hurt.
That's true. The last place team, we all picked the Orioles, and we were all correct because they only won 52 games. Now, division MVP, I picked Vlad Jr. I'm not sure what you guys are going to say about that.
No,
but
Vlad Jr. was. I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, he's probably picked the
George Springer when he got healthy. He was legit, but he didn't play long enough.
And Chris, you picked Aaron Judge.
Yeah. I like Aaron Judge. He's a nice guy.
What did he end up with this year?
He had a pretty good season.
He hit like .280.
Yeah, he wasn't horrible.
He wasn't.
But
yeah,
no, I think Vlad Jr., that's a great pick. You picked that before the season started?
How about that?
I did.
That's an excellent pick because, I mean, he was clearly the guy.
Pulling a rabbit out of your hat.
Judge had 39 homers, 98 RBIs.
And he hit .287 OPS.
Yeah, Judge had a hell of a year, but not as good as Guerrero.
Vladdy Jr. almost had the Triple Crown, so.
No, you get one there, Scrape.
Thank you.
One for
thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good work.
I don't mind giving you one.
Best newcomer, Chris and I both failed horribly on this because of injury early on.
We all failed.
We both said Kirby Yates.
Who would have been the best newcomer in
Tony
the
National
Tony
said George
East.
Springer.
You know who would have probably, I mean.
The
I don't
AL
know
East?
What, excuse me, AL East. I don't know what kind of year Kike had, but.
I would say a lot of those Red Sox would be in the running for best newcomer because the Red Sox, I mean, we're not supposed to be anywhere near where they
Verdugo,
finished.
Or is it Verdugo?
Any of them. Yep, yeah, Verdugo, Kike. I mean, I would just give it to Kike based on the last two games. He's just swinging the bat.
It could be Ray. Is it Chris Ray?
Robbie Ray.
Robbie Ray.
Toronto. Yeah,
Chris
he
Ray.
Might
did
win
I just
the
make
Cy
that
Young.
One up off the top of my head, Chris
I think
Ray?
He did.
Chris Ray isn't even an athlete in any sport.
I think you were talking about Sugar Ray.
Robbie Ray is going to be a Cy Young candidate.
He's a Cy Young candidate. So that might be the winner of that award for Toronto.
The Cy Youngs for the American League East. Tony picked Tyler Glasnow, which he ended up getting hurt earlier.
We're terrible.
Of course he got hurt because they stopped allowing sticky sets.
Well, that's what he said. Anyway. So,
he said, you know what? I just tore my UCL because they didn't have sticky stuff.
It's like, do you hear
pretty much what he said.
You know, all these top teams, if you're paralleling it with the Padres, they did lose some big pieces there. Tyler Glasnow was their number one guy, I think, right?
Yeah, they lost him. They lost Blake Snell. They lost Charlie Morton. I mean, you got to give the Rays a legitimate amount of credit. Yeah.
Now,
who did I pick as the Cy Young?
We picked Garrett Cole. So Robbie Ray is going to win out on that one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better surprise than team in the American League East. Tony and I picked the Red Sox, which...
Very good.
Very surprised. And Chris, you could be right, too. The Blue Jays were a surprise. I mean, they didn't make the playoffs, but they won 91 games.
That's crazy. 100, 92, 92, 91.
Yeah. And then 52.
The Blue Jays were almost as good as the Red Sox and Yankees, but not enough.
Baltimore is on an island by themselves.
Baltimore. Yep. Wow.
Later on in the show,
we complain about what a horrible season this was in San Diego. And I totally get it, because there was a lot of things to be frustrated about, but we could have sat through 52-110.
Ooh, like Baltimore. We could not have.
I know Baltimore and Arizona had to do that, both of them.
We're gonna do the AL Central later, and I'm just previewing it for my own eyes, and I picked some pretty bad things for the AL Central.
Right, that sounds about right.
Be excited for that.
All right.
I think Tony's...
Am I supposed to take us out?
It's your segment.
We have the Daily Gambit.
All right, we got the Daily Gambit coming your way. If you like gambling, this is your segment. Quinn and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to the program. 5:36 is the time. American League Championship Series is underway. It started about a half an hour ago. It's set for another long night, Tony Gwynn Jr. They are in the bottom of the first inning. Red Sox loaded the bases in the top of the first, two outs. Hunter Renfro flied out.
Nothing like a 37-minute first inning. That's not over yet.
Jordan Alvarez of the Astros batting with two on and two outs in the bottom of the first. One out, I beg your pardon. Hits a fly ball to left deep enough to bring in Jose Altuve. So the Astros have jumped in front 1-0, still batting in this lengthy first inning.
Real quick, Chris. I meant to bring this up earlier when we were on the whole Dodger Giant thing. But it's tweets like these that get under my skin. Okay. As a reminder, according to Wayne Randazzo, Wilmer Flores has the most walk-off RBIs in Mets history. A, he doesn't play for the Mets anymore.
No, it's been a while.
B, it's like that is a tweet just to stoke that the whole
An accurate tweet. It's not the timing on that tweet is so inaccurate. Look, neither of us are Dodger fans. Neither of us are Giant fans. We are fans of baseball, and I don't like to see that everybody is only thinking of the wrong thing about last night's game.
That'll be the last thing
I'll
say
about it. It was a bad call.
Terrible call. Yeah.
And maybe it'll make our list of the worst calls ever made by sports officials, which comes up at 6 o'clock.
I think what you end up finding in both of our lists, and I haven't seen your list, is that there are far bigger implications in some of these that we're going to pull up that ended wrong in their case, and everybody moves on.
Some of them are historically bad. A couple of mine are comical. So we'll get to our list of the worst sports official calls in our countdown, which we do every Friday at 6 o'clock. All right, Scravy, do we have anything to promote on the show today? It seems like we've been lagging in that department. Have we promoted everything we're supposed to promote?
The
Penske-Lincoln Ben and Woods Open?
Bing, bing, bing.
Which is only 3 weeks away. I'm trying to figure out how far we have.
To
calculate. 3 weeks from today, November the 5th. At Encinitas Ranch, visit PenskeLincoln.com today, sponsored in part by 7 Mile Casino. It's open 24/7 off the 5 on Bay Boulevard, minutes from downtown. And by a Maestro Dobel Tequila. Tony is still checking, doing an official survey on this, whether or not it is indeed the smoothest tequila in the world, We also do know it is the official tequila of the PGA
Tour. I'll have something for you, hopefully, in next week.
Hopefully you're still
Are you going to go get some...
standing after you've sampled every tequila in the world.
Yeah.
Are you going to go get some Maestro Dobel?
Yeah, no.
That's what he just said. He's ready to go.
Tequila in the world.
Well, because it's the other day you said you were going to have to try every single tequila.
He is. Well, but he's got to get the Maestro Dobel as well.
That tequila is the first one on the list.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got to start with that.
And why not Cuervo?
All right, he'll get to it. Don't give somebody else
had
a free.
Cuervo before.
Don't give somebody else free publicity when I'm in the middle of reading a spot to recognize someone else.
But no, but we're saying that Maestro Dobel is what Tony's going to try first. So right. We're highlighting Maestro Dobel.
What we should be highlighting is the Ben and Woods Open on Friday, November the 5th. All right, let's check some traffic, and then time for a daily gambit today.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
The Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment on the show. We made some bets last night on the Thursday night football game. We're going to make some bets on college football and some NFL bets as well.
How about a bet on the over-under for the time of tonight's game?
You stole it from me.
Oh, you're going to do it?
I was just going to say that. But I don't know that anyone would have picked the over.
41 minutes and 45 seconds.
I don't know
they
would have picked the over. Of course we'd pick the over. It's already over. 41 minutes for the first inning.
I know. I'm saying, like, would you have said that? Oh, okay. Never.
There you go.
I was going to say over under on the time of the first inning.
Ah, a little prop bet.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. That's what I meant.
Can't imagine they would have, if there was such a bet,
there is.
They would have had to set the time at less than 41 minutes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that would have.
I mean, that's long even for an American League playoff game. I mean, at this rate, they're going to be there for 410 minutes, which is
7 hours.
It's about 7 hours.
Ugh.
Yeah, so hopefully they'll
pick
up the
pace. I don't get paid to watch that for that long. Mm-hmm. All right, last night we bet on the Bucks and the Eagles. The Bucks were favored by 7 points. Tony and Chris, you guys both won because the Bucks won 28-22, 6 points. How crazy is that, too? They would have just pushed if the Eagles didn't go for two right there. But the Eagles bust up everyone, have a bad beat, and I lose the bet as well. So.
I understand bad beat, and I enjoy the segment bad beat on ESPN, Scott Van Pelt show. I watch it
SVP.
Often. SVP, I like the bad beats. But for every bad beat, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's a good beat on the other side. Right?
Because
somebody
less.
Wins.
Yeah, but huh? I think the idea of bad beat, though, isn't it that...
Oh, no, you think you had it wrapped
people,
up.
Most
yeah.
people had it wrapped up, and
yeah.
then it
right.
goes the other way.
And we talked about Tom Brady earlier, who his over-under for rushing was 1.5 yards in the game last night.
That's a bad
He
beat.
Had three, and then he kneeled twice, and he had only one
right.
because he lost 2 yards in those kneels.
So that's a bad beat.
That's
that
a bad
is
beat.
A bad that would go down as a bad beat, but whoever bet under,
winner,
they're the happiest people in town.
Yeah. So. We also bet on the total points for the game over under 52.5. Tony was the only one to say under. Actual
Ooh,
combined
was
score was 50.
Under.
These line people.
These guys are so good, though, Tony, aren't they? They're close every
they're
time.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
I need to be friends with somebody who helps make these lines, just so I can get a
they
better understanding.
They have
they
to know stuff. They have
what
to.
What do they know?
I don't know.
I don't
game
know,
plans?
But does anybody know...
Do they know that the Eagles are stupid and won't give the ball to Miles Sanders more
yeah,
than
if you
one time in the first,
five
half?
Weeks?
Think they know that?
I don't probably.
It's crazy.
All right, let's make some bets for the weekend. San Diego State football, 24th ranked team in the country, is playing two nights. I really wish the game was at 6 p.m. so I could tell Chris the score. Chris would be so mad at me if I told him the score. Okay.
D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D
most generic fight song in the country.
I hope it does offend people. So you
Hints, in fact, hints Gravy up on his Twitter. In fact, well, there's a podcast that likes to pick on local radio personalities that is pro-Aztecs.
Oh.
So I will send them that clip so that they have that. You just called the fight song boring and what?
Generic. Generic. I believe the word he used.
Maybe it was just because...
send all complaints in the direction of Matt Scraby.
And actually, it wasn't produced or anything like that. So maybe I just didn't hear all
most
the
fight,
notes.
Most fight songs aren't produced.
It's better than She'll Be Coming Around the Mountain. That is for sure. That is for sure.
For sure.
Tennessee's fight song is...
Give you that one.
She'll Be Coming Around the Mountain.
Shout out to our longtime listeners right there for that
one. Yes, you know that one. That was the Scrooby winner
Never
for like 5 weeks.
Scrooby champion of all time.
All right, so back to... She'll Be Coming Around the Mountain. San Diego State, 24th ranked team in the country against San Jose State in San Jose. Now, San Jose State, I thought, was a better team than they are, but I looked at the record today, 3-3.
Yeah, they've been one up, one down all year.
All right, so the Aztecs are favored by 10 points in this game. Chris?
Well, there's a little revenge factor going here, because last year the Aztecs were ahead of San Jose State 10-0 at home and then let the game get away, and San Jose State won the game and went on to win the conference. And that was kind of a driving factor, I thought, for San Jose State. So Aztecs have a chance to get them back. 10 points, a lot to give on the road, but I'll bet on the Aztec defense to keep it lower scoring. And, you know, 20-6 would get the job done. So I'll take the Aztecs.
Tony? 10 points, Aztecs.
Yeah, I think the Aztecs cover.
What say you, Mr. Northern Cal?
You didn't want to be a contrarian.
No, because the Aztecs are playing really well right now. They're blowing teams out.
And you're trying to avoid that that tweet coming from the Aztec faithful over here.
Yeah, the Aztec faithful is going to just unload upon you when they find out you said that the fight song was generic.
No, he does
no,
something.
No tweets yet.
Big mistakes, Greg. No big mistake.
They will be.
I'll
there,
let them
don't
know.
You worry.
Don't worry.
Well,
I'm,
maybe your
know.
Singing didn't give me the full joy
you can't
in my
backpedal
ears.
Oh, the fact
now.
That I was singing the Aztec fight song would only be met with happiness by Aztec
happiness.
Supporters. You putting down the fight song, on the other hand.
No bueno.
No bueno.
I didn't put it down. I just said it.
Generic. You called it generic.
I believe that's a put down.
That's a put down.
No, that's just more of a characterization.
Oh, okay. Characterization.
Okay, next bet. Get me out of here. The Georgia Bulldogs, with their Ugga the Dog, are the number one team in the country, and Kentucky is coming to Athens, Georgia. Kentucky, the 11th ranked team in the
good
country.
Team. Yeah.
But Georgia is favored by 21.5 points, Tony.
Word. I'm going to take Kentucky. They're going to cover.
Kentucky.
21.5 is a lot of points.
Kentucky's undefeated.
Yes, they are, but I'm going to
take... Just like Georgia. What are you doing?
I'm going to go with Georgia, because last time I did the whole...
Anti-Georgia thing?
Yeah, it went very poorly for me, because Arkansas didn't score a point. So I'm going to go Georgia.
Georgia's defense is good. But as Dennis Dodd tweeted out the other day, our
good friend
from college football. We haven't spoken with Dennis in a
while. He was on with the morning show this week.
Oh, okay. Good. I like Dennis. And he tweeted out that there's only one team in the nation that has yet to give up a rushing touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
And as he said, it ain't Georgia.
Mm, the Wildcats.
No.
No.
It's not.
It's not the Wildcats.
It's not the Wildcats. It is... Yeah, the Aztecs are the only team in the nation that hasn't given a rushing touchdown.
Oh, shoot. I thought you were talking
about
every other basic college out there.
Stop. You're not making... it wasn't really funny. You're the only one laughing.
I almost said a bad word, to be honest.
He's laughing at his own jokes, guys.
Yeah,
Chris, where
are
you going with this? 21.5 points for Georgia.
Yeah, I'm going to root for Kentucky just because to make it fun, so I'll take Kentucky. But I agree with you, Scrape. It's dangerous.
Dangeroso.
Because Georgia's awfully good.
We have two more college bets, and we're going to go Pac-12. Oregon, the 9th-ranked team in the country, Oregon. Cal is going up to Eugene, but the 9th-ranked Ducks are 13.5-point favorites. I'm up first. The Ducks have killed me this year several times, but Cal just doesn't ever strike me as a team that's very good. So based on nothing at all, I'm going with Oregon.
Oregon.
Oregon. Oregon lost the one game to Stanford, but they still were good enough to beat Ohio State. Cal isn't good enough to beat anybody. So I this is a mismatch. 14 points should be easy for Oregon to cover. I'll take them.
Man, remember the good old days when Cal was good?
When was that?
What days were those?
Like Deshaun Jackson days back in the day, Aaron Rodgers days.
Marshawn days over there.
Yeah, all back in
the day. I mean, they were decent.
Cal's had maybe three good seasons.
I'm
in
not
the
a
last
Cal fan. Don't attack
20.
Me.
Never know with you, man.
I'm not a Cal fan.
You never know. You've been all over
my
the country.
My aunt and uncle went
school,
to Cal.
So
they
we
have
don't
season
know.
Tickets. I have the
You might have gone to theirs as well.
No, I didn't, but. Okay. If I got into Cal, I should have stayed there. Tony, what do you say?
I'm taking Oregon. This is an easy one.
All right, Oregon. Now, the last bet we have. I don't know. You know how the Oklahoma and Texas game is the Red River Shootout? Is there a nickname for Oklahoma State in Texas?
Oklahoma State in Texas? No.
Okay.
They
because,
don't have
Because that's who's playing this weekend. Texas dropped to number 25 in the rankings. Oklahoma State is number 12, though. Texas favored by 3.5 points in this game at home. Chris.
Cal has had two 10-win seasons in the last 20 years, just to underscore my point.
I mean, they are pretty terrible.
Yes, they are. Okay, what is this? Oklahoma State at Texas?
At Texas. Texas favored by 3.5 points.
Well, first of all, the points never come into play in one of these stupid Big 12 games because nobody can cover anybody, and they just score at will. It's at Texas?
At Texas.
And they got to be hurting from that loss last week. I don't think Oklahoma State's lost yet, have they?
Let me look.
I don't know.
They're the 12th ranked team in the country.
Yeah, Big 12 is barely even a real conference in my mind. I mean, until somebody can get a score underneath 40 points, I mean.
Cowboys 5-0.
Yeah. All right, I'll take Texas. Give how many points? Three? 3.5?
3.5.
3.5.
All right, I'll take Texas. They'll probably win 61 to 59.
Now I'm looking at some of these scores. I was going to go Oklahoma. Oh, it's you. Sorry, Tony.
I, too, will take the Longhorns.
All right. I was looking at some of these scores. I was going to take Oklahoma State because I don't like Steve Sarkisian. But They have been playing close games. Oklahoma State only beat Tulsa by 5. They beat Missouri State by 7. They beat Boise State by 1.
State schools haven't struggled with them, huh?
That's a good win.
I guess so, yeah.
Right
Boise
there,
State.
Boise State, that's a good win.
That is a good win. They only beat Baylor by 10. So I'm going to go with you guys, and I'm going to go Tejas. Now, to the NFL we go. Whoa, we got to get going on the NFL. Dolphins and Jaguars. Jaguars are at home, and the Dolphins are favored by 3 points, Tony.
Jaguars are not at home. Bearer of misinformation.
Oh, well, they're in
unless
London.
Jacksonville is now located
in
England.
No, they're playing a home game because, you know, the home team's always on the bottom.
I will take the Dolphins.
The Dolphins. Chris?
It better be the Dolphins, or I'm not coming in Monday, so I'll take them.
I think the Jaguars lose by, like, 1. I'll take them. So, we move to Chargers and Ravens.
So much support. Right, Tony?
Chargers and Ravens. The Chargers are going to Baltimore. Ravens, this game will happen at 10 a.m. on Sunday. -2.5-point favorites are the Ravens, and I'm up first on this one. I am going to go... you know, the Chargers are getting a lot of love right now, and everything that they do is just the best thing that's ever been done in the NFL, so I'm going to go with the Ravens. Chris?
2.5? Is that the over-under for touchdowns for Lamon Murray?
Latavius Murray.
Latavius Murray.
Bearer of misinformation. Lamon Murray.
Yeah, he's a basketball
he was a Clipper,
player, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
at least when I mess up a name, you say
sport.
Some sports guy, Tony just brings up an aging jazz saxophonist. I'll take the Chargers. I'm going to stick with them. I think even traveling cross-country, this team's playing well.
Yeah.
I'll go with them.
I'm going to take the Chargers, too. Ravens' pass defense is pretty atrocious right now.
All right, Bills and Titans on Monday Night Football. Titans are home, and they're also underdogs by 5.5 points. Chris?
Titans.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I picked them as my upset pick in our game against Tony, so I got to take them here.
Tony?
Oh, because of that... I'm still going to take the Titans here, but I will be rooting for the Bills.
And go with the points.
Bills
right.
are just Bill. I'm sold on the Bills. I'm sold on the Bills.
I am too, but I don't think they're going to finish 16-1.
Drew Brees thinks they're the best team in the league, and it's not close.
I don't think it's very close either right now.
They're going to win by at least a touchdown this game.
Okay.
Two more. Packers and Bears in Chicago. Packers -6. Tony.
Aaron Rodgers all day, baby. Give me Packers.
Me too, Packers, Chris.
This is a coaching heavyweight bout.
LaFleur versus Nagy.
Yeah. I'll take the points.
You'll take the Bears.
Bears +6.
All right, last one. Cardinals and Browns. This is the hot bet right now because the Cardinals are underdogs in this game that's in Cleveland with no Nick Chubb. Browns -3. I'm up first. I'm going to go Cardinals in this one. Chris.
Yeah, this line is going to change, no doubt.
It'll change, probably. But the Browns will still win. The bettors know, the odds makers know something. They still got Kareem Hunt, so I'll take Cleveland.
Give me the Cardinals. I think they're for real.
Hey, there you go.
All right, that's it. Countdown. Top 5 worst officiating calls of all time. Coming up next, Glenn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.